Well, good evening, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, cutting to the chase, it's time for this week's news headlines. The prophecy news headlines are dated from the 20th through last night, the 26th of this year, 2024. I mean, the first quarter is almost over in 5 days. It's unbelievable how fast time is racing in so many ways. All right. Society of the United States, first off, on the 20th, feds warn of cyber attacks against water systems and power grids throughout the nation. I mean, these cyber attacks are really increasing across the world, of course. Despite economic good news lies, U.S. consumers have reached a breaking point. Inflation rising much faster than paychecks. The result, delinquency rates are spiking, and bankruptcies have risen to very dangerous levels across this nation. I don't know why they don't talk about that, but they don't. All right. Oregon, here again, urgently shutting down small farms en masse to protect the people under the guise of water conservation and groundwater protection. My God, it hasn't stopped raining since October, I don't think. Stats show that since Roe v. Wade reversed abortion, the abortions are now higher. Main reason? The pills. Skyrocketing use of these pills. Walgreens are even selling them now, and so is a few of the other big ones. So, yeah, it's too bad. LA City Council pushes for a new Department of Homelessness. Boy, do they need it. Well, the whole nation needs it. Let's talk about this. First I want to say this. Sodom. Biden's just passed budget includes nearly $1 billion on training for diversity. So we're still exporting this sin. That's going to be one of the fatal blows to this nation if we don't wake up. Okay, continuing here. Let's talk about this eclipse for a minute. Coming up on April 8th, New York authorities warn residents to expect cellular disruptions during upcoming solar eclipse. Suggest residents to stock up on food, water, fuel, etc. Now, the next page, I'm going to another story of the same thing. What does governments know about the eclipse that we don't? Over the past several weeks, local and state governments across the nation have gotten so worked up, releasing numerous warnings to stock up, acting as if something huge is in the works. I guess you never know. We know things, huge things are in the works, but not necessarily what they're thinking. All right. Graffiti as New York's Queen College. Get this one. This is at the Queen College. Hitler, please come back. These young people are so blinded by lack of history and the teachers that are there, the professors. Nuts, man. Intel reports biggest worry with border invasion. Quote, what will happen when they give the green light to millions of radicals to cause widespread chaos all over America? There's people that really believe that, and some of the government level people believe that totally. I guess we'll see. LGBT takes massive hit after pride flags get banned across all U.S. embassies. This is in that budget we just talked about a minute ago. Anyway, of course, Biden is attempting to reverse it. He had to give up some things to get it passed, but he'll sign an executive order and get it done, probably. Senate Democrat liberals call protecting unborn babies dangerous and extreme. You talk about the reverse of common sense and just decency. Baltimore Bridge collapses after ship collision. People are talking about this. It's named Francis Scott Key. That was the Star Spangled Banner's author. So if that collapsed, is the Star Spangled Banner words going to collapse? Who knows? More speculation. Let's move to world news. UN advisor calls for white people to be stripped of their power. This is in the United Nations that's housed in our nation, and we pay huge amounts of money for these people to say crap like that. World's population to fall for the first time since Black Death, which was the bubonic plague back in the mid-1300s. It'll set to fall for the first time in 700 years. Yeah. Well, we know why. abortion, of course, the coming population, and of course the plandemics and all the different stuff that's going on. Actually, the medicine for the plandemics is doing most of it. Canada links citizens' bank accounts to social credit scores. Boy, that's coming everywhere, isn't it? Haiti's in total chaos. Cuba and others are next. And so that whole Caribbean area and Central America and South America, the world is going into chaos. There's just no question. Canadian newspaper depicts Netanyahu as a vampire, poised to suck the life out of the Palestinians. No words. European Union governments in massive move to prepare for a possibility of food crisis. There's more. This, you see this more and more often all the time. And I guess this bridge accident in Baltimore yesterday is going to cause some really serious food chain issues with our nation and, of course, other places as well. France raises national security level terror alert to the highest level. The whole world should. Australia Bank West announces they will go completely cashless in 2024 and shut down remaining bank branches. That's what the globalists are striving for. And you know what? That's being led by the Western nations, the so-called independent nations. All right, moving on. Let's go to wars and rumors. World on the brink as Taiwan admits U.S. troops are now stationed on the Chinese border. U.S. Defense Secretary Austin said, "We will not let Ukraine fall." So there's another stance. But you know what? I bet you Russia is shaking in their boots. They never stand behind what they say. So we've seen that. That's why the world is doing so much right now. America's not strong like it used to be. And there used to be repercussions for going against those things. So not anymore. France sends 2,000 troops to Ukraine. There it is. Russia warns that they will be a priority targets. Macron's been threatening that. Russia deploys 11 nuclear submarines in the Atlantic. Exciting. Russia launches fresh drone and missile attacks on Ukraine's power facilities, causing widespread blackouts, outages, I should say. Blackouts, yeah. That war is just going on, man. Continue. Poland activates their air force as West Ukraine, Kiev, come under massive Russian attack. Putin is raging, they're saying. Of course, a couple of the missiles, I guess, have crossed over into their edge of their nations. And Ukrainian drone attacks hitting Russian oil refineries and their ships in the Black Sea, it continues. So both sides are picking it up. All right. China attacks Philippine ship, injures crew in the latest escalation of South China Sea standoff. And so, isn't it quiet out there? Russian hypersonic missiles continue to pound Kiev. That was yesterday. So, man, everything's increasing like the Bible said it would. Birth pains. Sorry about my stuff. All right. Pestilences. Here we go. Earthquakes this week, interesting. It was quiet, but it wasn't. I'll explain. A couple of sixes. There was a big one, a 6.9, that hit down in Papua New Guinea, but those are islands just north of Australia, northeast. Thousands of homes were destroyed. It's a big one. And then there was a 6.5 that hit the Java Sea in Indonesia. This is just north of that. So anyway, a couple of big ones. But the U.S. West Coast is shaking. Along West Coastline now, mysterious earthquake swarms returned even on the East Coast to South Carolina. And then 2,000-plus earthquakes in one day off the Canadian coast suggest ocean floor is ripping apart, the scientists are saying. Well, and I think that's enough on earthquakes. There's more, but that'll do it. There was a 5.7 on the port, some southern Oregon port. I'll report it next week. All right. Series of strong weather patterns target the United States. Gee, I wonder why. All right. I already said that. U.S. Appalachian Mountains are erupting into fire right now, and this is pretty early in the year, isn't it? Wow. And finally, world's doctors alarm, sound alarm on rapidly increasing mysterious cancer epidemic. Boy, I guess this cancer is just exploding everywhere, especially in younger people. Really tragic. And I wonder where it came from. Oh, I got some, maybe I'll think about that in a minute. in the next subject matter, but first two more stories here. New York City sees record rainfall as cars flood and commuters are trapped. And finally, increasing severe solar storms, eclipses, double comet, red heifers, global health control. I wonder if things are up. Something's going on out there. I don't know. You know, crazy. Speaking of dying people of cancer, here's this reports on the plandemics. Oxford University and the CDC and the UK government all confirm COVID vaccinations don't work and has lethal and fatal consequences. They're saying it out loud, finally. But you know what? Our Biden administration keeps pushing it. I'm shocked, but not really. Japanese researchers warn about the risks of blood transfusion from COVID-vaccinated people. Isn't that fun? Here's just a few of the world's mainstream media reasons for the massive increase in heart attacks, strokes, cancer, etc. Here's the reasons they're giving. This should be in the delusional section, but I have to put it here because this relates to this subject. The reason it's all happening is increasing electric bills, heavy metal music, global warming, rain, drought, daylight savings time, excessive car noise, elections, too much pooping, and dirty dishes. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, these people are the heads of our media and our politicians and our governments. No wonder this world's in trouble, man. FDA loses its war on ivermectin and agrees to remove all related restrictions on usage for COVID-19. You know, that should have happened day one. But, of course, the pharmaceuticals were paying billions of dollars to keep it under wraps because they didn't make it. All right. UK lawmaker stuns Parliament with call for members of the COVID cabal to face the death penalty. In some cases, I don't think he's wrong. Shocking UK government report confirms four-time vaccinated teenagers and young adults are 318% more likely to die than the unvaccinated. Man, that's just crazy. But the truth, you know, they can't hide it. It's there. All right, let's move to spiritual persecution news. Today's assault on Bible prophecy is taking aim at Jesus' future glory. Many Christian leaders, and I say Christians in quotes here, in total denial, and now are placing their hope and teaching on focusing on the hope of the end days, event rather than Jesus. In short, it's we can fix it. We are in charge of the world. Basically, dominion theology. And that means that the church will run the world here shortly. You know, we're going to take over. It's just nuts, man. And Jack Hibbs just had a video on that. He says it's just a total lie. It's all false teaching. He's totally right. Boston religious leaders call on white churches to pay $15 billion in reparations to black residents for owning slaves. Why do they want people of different races to pay each other? Because it was our ancestors that did this stuff. God doesn't care what color you are. You got a spirit and he loves you. Your choice to accept him or not. I don't care if you're black, white, pink, yellow, whatever. Latest Gallup poll. Church attendance falling in most U.S. religious groups. I'm shocked, but not really. Highest regular attendance in all denominations across America is Mormonism. I find that interesting because as I drive to, I occasionally go to church in Newburgh, and there's a Calvary Chapel up there that's pretty decent. And basically, the churches I pass through McMinnville on my way up there, the parking lots are about half full or less, except the Mormon church. It's packed. False teaching. All right. Latest, I already said that. Finally, Texas teacher prays before school class begins, and now all hell is breaking loose. Everybody wants her fired, charged, prosecuted, jailed. All she did was say a prayer. It's nuts. Let's go to Israel, Middle East. Houthi cruise missile hits Israel in ominous first. That's the guys over there in Yemen that are shooting missiles into the Black Sea. They hit Israel. It's crazy. What does this mean? Benjamin Netanyahu and Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei were both born during eclipses. Wow, it's interesting, isn't it? Russian forces move closer to the mountains of Israel, Syria, Lebanon, etc. Israel determined to take Rafah despite potential breach with the United States. And of course, the U.S. drafts UN Security Council resolution demanding it easy, the immediate ceasefire. And basically, it was a win for Hamas. America, everybody voted for this except America. America abstained. And so that let it, it didn't block it. So Israel's pretty upset about that. A massive altar for the red heifer sacrifice has been constructed in Israel, finally. Prelude to the soon-coming Third Temple. That's one of the things, prophecies, basically, and things in the Jewish teaching that needs to be completed for the Third Temple to have credibility. And you have to, you know, go into that in a separate subject, but it's pretty interesting. Northern border attacks increasing. That's the opposite of Gaza, of course, being Gaza being down south. And this is Hezbollah in Lebanon and parts of Syria. I think pretty much all wars just ready to break out over there. I mean, there's sirens are going off in every area of surrounding Israel. It's amazing. All right, it's interesting that ISIS is making a comeback with the world's attention on Gaza and Ukraine and everything else, and they're just kind of quietly rising. As a matter of fact, they claim credit for the Russian attack on that concert up there. Okay, something close here. Syria's earthquakes hitting Israel the last several days. Some of that stuff is prophesied, as you well know. Blinded by hatred. Absurdity of the two-state solution crowd. No kidding. All fronts activist Israel's Gallant heads to D.C. This was a few days ago. He's here now. Netanyahu's not happy with him for being here because he called everybody back. Hezbollah, this is also on the 24th. Hezbollah fires dozens more rockets at northern Israel as IDF strikes deep into Lebanon. The sirens, again, are racing on all fronts in Israel right now. It's amazing. It's just close. I believe it's very well could be the finishing of the Psalm 83. We'll see. Netanyahu, this is a quote. As in ancient times, we are also united. We are fighting and we will be victorious. Amen. And UN Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. I already talked about that. So I'm going to move on. All right. World government. You know, it's pretty quiet right now in the world government scene, but is it really? It's never really quiet. It's just what we know and what we don't know. In fact, there's a very private meeting going on in Davos right now with some of the world leaders that are all globalists, of course. Here's a couple I'll talk about from the on the world government stage. Bill Gates confirms digital identifications will be mandatory to participate in society no later than 2028. That's what he's saying. And, of course, he's one of the major globalists. Most all current and former heads of state are urging politicians and lawmakers into adopting World Health Organization's Plandemic Treaty on May 24. I'll tell you, what's really scary is this is one of the two huge meetings this year that the World Economic Forum is holding, you know, the UN and the WEF, the World Health, or WHO, all of them, okay? Basically, a lot of W's. But anyway, it's a world control, the globalist movement is happening. And the big one is coming soon, is the one in May, where the UN and their affiliates I just mentioned all want to control the world's health. In other words, if there's another pandemic, they can tell people here in our hometowns that we will do this and we will not do that. No choice. It's just like the days of Hitler. You know, it's just incredible. That's how it's going to be for those that are left behind. Only worse. All right. So, and the scary thing about this plandemic treaty in May, United States, Europe, the leadership all support it. Total idiots. I don't know if you know this or not, but Joe Biden, over his 900-year career in Washington, D.C., has basically had many globalist statements. So his dad was one as well. All right. Now, I was thinking, no, not his dad. I was thinking of somebody else's dad. I'm getting old. Bear with me. Pure delusion. We got to talk about this, of course, to wrap it up. France cancels air conditioning at Summer Olympics facilities. Why? Over climate concerns. Well, Louis Vuitton selling pro-Palestinian t-shirts for $800, and people are actually buying these things. Biden's U.S. intelligence officer claims, get this, cross-dressing makes him better at understanding foreign actors. This is part of our administration, cross-dressing, because it helps him understand things better. Okay, the LGBTQ plus history is going to be taught in all Washington state schools in 2025. I'm curious about their history. What is it going to be, a two-minute class, or I don't know. Leftist, Batman must be changed to Bat Person. I suppose Superperson is next. So, man arrested for removing and eating a pedestrian's leg following a train accident in California. There was a video of that, man. It was scary. Just nuts, man. Okay, a couple more here. Biden's top intelligence agency warns personnel not to use the words like jihadist and Islamic extremist, as they are problematic phrases that could hurt Muslims' feelings. How dare us? Good idea. Become an illegal alien and move to a liberal city and get a prepaid credit card. Isn't that fun? All right, the final stories. This is interesting. Horror movie, the name of it was Late Night with the Devil, has had a huge weekend, I guess. But the Sunday box office was 666666. 666,666. This is a devil movie. I'll let you figure that one out. Okay. Let me see. Yeah, you got to hear these last two. The LGBT, in this case, it's the LGB tree. Okay. Ecosexuality is the latest sexual orientation now with the list. Means people are turned on by nature and including trees. So if you love a tree, you're now becoming an LGB tree. All right. Finally, a yoga burglar seen stretching before breaking in. This stuff is happening in this world right now. Boy, when the Bible talked about last day delusion, it wasn't kidding. Like, it doesn't kid about anything. But, I mean, it's just incredible to watch, man, or to see. It's just amazing. All right. Reminder, your time is short to accept Jesus if you haven't already, because this world is going to garbage. It's in the dump, and the dump's going to get deeper. And so make the decision sooner than later, because I'll tell you, where you spend eternity is, you just think about it, that's a long time. I love you all, and remember, when you're down to nothing, God's always up to something. And until next time, this is Rhett.